A couple of people running for governor out there, and in the studio with us right now, Republican gubernatorial candidate Kevin Stitt. Kevin, welcome to Ponca City.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Kevin, you started off as a businessman, and it's a great story of how you started your business. Share with the listeners how you got into business.
Sure, absolutely. So after I grew up in Norman and went to school in Stillwater. So after college, I went to move to Tulsa. And I've always been entrepreneurial, wanted to have my own business. And I got into the mortgage business and started my company, Gateway Mortgage Group, with $1,000 and a computer. And today, now it's kind of an American dream story. We employ 1,200 people. I have offices all over the country. We do business in 41 states. We have about 165 offices. We have a division that buys loans from banks and credit unions. So that's all I've been doing for the last 18 years. It's been growing my company and raising my family there in Tulsa.
Okay, so you got 1,200 employees, 6 children. What got you to want to get into politics? Was that just not enough?
Well, you know, I love our state, and I'm so frustrated with how it's being run. I mean, I travel. I go down to Texas all the time, and I see all the momentum and the job creation, the positivity and the growth coming out of those states when I go visit our offices there. And then I go visit our offices in other states around that I have locations at. And then I come back to the state that I love, that I grew up in, and I just feel like we're down in the dumps. We're going to 4-day school weeks in 20% of the school districts. We've been fighting this budget problem for the last 5 years. And then, you know, all these other states growing and we're not. And then I look, okay, who's going to lead us out of it? Who's going to be our next governor? When I started looking at the race, it just looks like more of the same, just the career politicians running for their next election. And I truly believe we'll be in the same situation 8 years from now if we keep electing those same folks.
Just a quick pointed question. The listeners want to hear this answer. Why should Kevin Stitt be the next governor of the great state of Oklahoma?
Because I'm a leader and a problem solver. And, you know, running state government is more like running a business than anything. We spend $22 billion in our state. And we need somebody that knows how to manage and knows how to hire the right people. And I will end politics as usual. I'll get in there and make sure we audit and we hold everybody accountable. So just like what happened at the Department of Health, they lost $30 million and nobody's held accountable. I'll fix that. And the career politicians, they're all nice folks that are running for office, but nothing's going to change. We're asking somebody to run state government who, think about it, they've never hired anybody, set strategy, led, made a tough decision, balanced a budget. I've been doing that my whole career, and we need a business person in office.
All right, Kevin, we hear a lot about Oklahoma being 48th here, 49th there, 47th here. What do you think is the greatest asset of Oklahoma at this time? What are we number one in your heart?
You know, I believe it's the people, it's the location. I mean, nobody can take away where Oklahoma is located. We have the best location of any other state in the union. We are dead center in the U.S. So that's what's so frustrating. We can be number one in distribution and manufacturing and aerospace and all those kind of industries. We've got to start diversifying from the oil and gas and from the ag industry. And it's going to take a business person to get our economy growing again.
At the end of your first 4-year term, if you're elected governor at the end of that 4-year term, what would you really like to be able to say you got accomplished?
You know, changing the image and the vision and the outlook of Oklahoma. I get so frustrated when I'm down in Texas visiting our offices there and they fly their state flag with such pride. I want that same pride for Oklahoma. I believe we can be a top 10 state. I tell people we can be top 10 in growth, top 10 in education, and top 10 in infrastructure. And as governor, I'm going to put metrics in place, and I'm going to say judge us by this, because I'm going to move the needle, and we're going to end politics as usual, and we're actually going to move our state forward.
All right, Kevin, you have a pillar plan as well. Tell the listeners about your pillar plan.
Yeah, so in the private sector, I lead my company with kind of 5 pillars, and I think about leading the state the same way. And that's with a growth pillar, education, health, infrastructure, and efficiency. So those 5 pillars never change. You always need a growth plan. You always need an education and a health, et cetera. So how you lead is you bring people together and you bring the House and the Senate and the different elected officials and you game plan. Here's the strategy that we need to do to move our state forward over the next 10 years. And here's what we're going to do this year under growth or education or health. And, you know, when I talk to the legislators, they've got a tough job, but they don't have any leadership. They don't know what the plan is. And I don't believe you can lead from the House or the Senate. You've got to lead from the governor's office. And so that's why I'm getting tremendous momentum. And we believe we're going to win this thing, because all over the state, people are looking for an outsider. They're looking for a business person. They don't think that the guys that got us in this mess can get us out of it.
Okay, Kevin Stitt, Republican candidate for governor. Any last remarks you'd like to leave with the listeners out there?
Absolutely. You know, it just came out today. The Daily Oklahoman just ran an article about a new poll that was done from a third-party group, and we are now tied for first place in this race. So we're super excited about that. We're the only one that is going up. And our name ID is just now getting out there, and the career politicians are continuing to go down in the polls, but now we're tied for number one, and we're going to win this thing.
All right, Kevin Stitt, good luck to you in the race for governor of the great state of Oklahoma.
Thank you so much.